The nation has been watching the number of coronavirus cases rise each day, now topping over 3 million. One group, the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants, may be some of the hardest hit by the pandemic. Statistically, it is not known just how many may have contracted the virus. Erica Gutierrez is co-founder of the Delaware Immigrant Fund that is raising money to help undocumented immigrants who have suffered from the pandemic.
It has been devastated and has been disproportionate.
Many of them are undocumented women, often single mothers who must navigate their way through life, balancing the fear of the virus on the one hand and going to work on the other. We've used only the first names of the undocumented Guatemalan women in this series to protect their identities. Delaware, and in particular Sussex County, has been a hotspot for the coronavirus, with many of them working in the poultry processing plants. There have been efforts at the facilities to curb transmission, such as identifying infected workers and providing counseling as well as self-isolation in hotels. Francisca is 38 years old, has been in the country for 20 years, and is a single mother with four children. She's currently seeking asylum. She says she has seen the efforts to reduce the spread of the virus at the plant where she works.
In the poultry industry, they put some plastic in the cafeteria area and also where we work. They have lots of protection. They take your temperature. They constantly ask if you have a headache, if you feel bad.
But these workers often sit next to each other as they process the chickens. Flordia is 39, a single mother, and has been in the country also for 20 years.
We had people to the left, to the right, in a row. The people were at the table, but they were separated by this plastic. We were not allowed to touch the plastic, and they always had someone cleaning the plastic.
But the virus can suddenly appear without warning. Nydia is raising two children after getting a divorce from her husband in Guatemala. It was at one of the plants that she began to feel the effects of the virus.
It started there with a pain in my throat and feeling cold. And then I decided I better not continue working because one day I felt bad. My bones were hurting me. I felt cold and then a lot of heat.
She eventually went to the hospital where she said she was told she was okay. But a short time later, she was informed she had the virus. Despite the efforts to minimize the spread of the virus, many of the women still fear they might bring it home to their families. Medina is 30 years old, has two children who are U.S. citizens, and has been in the country for 15 years. And she says there is still that fear about returning to work.
I was afraid to come back because in my work, there were a lot of people infected with the virus. And then sometimes somebody at work has been next to somebody who has tested positive. Sometimes one has to come back to work while one does not have any symptoms and has not pain.
With all the protections, there is a fear among the women that people can become complacent. 40-year-old Anna, who has been in the country for 17 years.
I was so concerned that when we are working, sometimes we feel comfortable in the place. The virus is not a joke.
The local poultry producers in the region have said they assure their workers that if they stay at home when feeling ill, they will not be penalized. Abad says Delaware activist Erica Gutierrez, there is a sense among these undocumented women that there's a chance they could still lose their jobs.
Putting people in the position of making implicit that if they don't take the right decision to come back and be forced to work, they're going to lose their job. For any parent, that is terrifying.
In our next segment, we take a look at the impact the virus has had on these women's home lives. We had interviewing and translation assistance from Charito Calvechi Mateko for this series. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.